Hey. This is gonna be my worst and most embarrassing recording, but I don't care, I'm just gonna do it. I'm doing it for the sole reason of trying to occupy myself for a little bit of time. And you're probably left thinking, what does that mean? Well, let me tell you. That has been the theme of the week. The theme of the week has been occupy yourself in a way that kind of makes you happy. Because if you don't, you're going to be consumed with anxiety. And that's something that happens a lot for me because I'm a anxious person in general. But I have this thing going on tomorrow that makes me really, really nervous. So nervous that I can't think of good adjectives. So I just say really, really. Anyway, so it's been building. The anxiety levels in me have been growing. And I've been doing everything in my power to keep them at bay so that I can function like a semi-normal human being. So, I'll give you a couple examples of what that looks like. Laughing at myself is one. That's pretty much head honcho number one that I've been doing. And it helps. And along that same vein, I've been watching anything that will make me laugh. Anything. So obviously I've been rewatching The Office for the 15th million time. It's gotten to the point now where The Office is my medication. And so what I mean by that is, like, you know how in movies something, a nurse will be like, we need blah blah stat. That's how I am in real life. I have this moment where the anxiety reaches pivotal levels and I just freeze and usually out loud say, I need The Office. Like, that's just what I need in that moment. I need Dwight. Pretty much only need Dwight, but I'll take the rest of the crew. So every night for the past couple of days, I've been rewatching episodes of The Office and laughing my butt off and finding things that I didn't even know were in there in the first place. That's another great reason to rewatch things. And yeah, I've watched pretty much every stand-up comedian on Netflix. Even the one. So normally I pick them because they'll have 4.5 stars. You hardly ever see someone with 5 stars. 4.5 stars, they have to be good. And I watch 20 minutes, I'm like, nah. So I had the brilliant plan to go about this in the exact opposite way. I said, well, the 4.5 stars aren't good. Maybe the 1 star. You know what I'm trying to say. It's good. So I checked that. That was terrible. Don't ever do that. I'm getting so sidetracked now. What I wanted to do besides occupy myself for a little bit of time before I really treat myself to French fries tonight, since the nerve-wracking thing is tomorrow, I planned this shit. Like, you can get through, even if you're not going to sleep tonight, because you will get French fries, which is, like, my favorite thing in the world. So that's all I'm trying to do right now. Let's see, what do we have so far? We have laughing, we have The Office, we have Reddit, which is a new thing to occupy my time and make me happy, so I appreciate that, meaning I appreciate you guys. And French fries. and we have good music. Like before this one, you heard Leon, Jem. I probably just hurt your eardrums then, sorry. I baked cookies, of course. I made them extra salty. Is that weird? Is that weird? I made chocolate chip cookies, and I went through, not all this week, we're talking probably a few months worth of a journey of going through different chocolate chip cookie recipes because I wanted to find the best one. So I found one where they come out like gooey-ish and thick, and and I like putting a little more salt than they require because I think it goes well with the chocolate. And obviously if I love french fries, I love salty things. Which I saw a chocolate bar the other day that had potato chips in it. I don't know if anyone's had that before, but I'm really intrigued. What else have I been doing? Having dance parties by myself. Wearing my fuzzy robe, walking outside and listening to music that makes me happy, and doing this kind of like dance, not jazzercise out in public, but like I'm doing it right now, you just can't see. I just kind of dance walk, but it's not jazzercise, it's like floating. Anyway, it's what I do to make myself happy. And I'm, can you tell that tonight's gonna be a rough night for me, so I'm in desperate need of additional ideas. So what do you guys do to make yourself happy when you're super nervous? Do you get me? I hope you get me. I'm sorry. If you listen to all of this, you make me happy. Yeah. Okay. I think that was my computer making that noise. It was a really loud noise. I think it was my computer. Anyway, if you wanna throw up a good thought into the universe tomorrow morning, I would love that so much. But if you don't, that's okay. Happy Valentine's Day.